Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're very glad that you could join us today. We're talking about traveling on a shoestring. Of course, right there in that title, you see a key word, and we'll talk about that later. That's an interesting idiom that's worth learning. Now, we're talking about traveling today, traveling with a good budget. That means keeping your costs down while traveling. So my question for you is, how do you keep your costs down while you travel? Carolyn, how do you keep your costs down?
Well, there are several things that I usually do. I like to look online at different websites and compare prices between them and maybe call a travel agent or two and see if they have a better deal than what I saw online.
Interesting. That is a good way to cut costs or keep your costs down, not to spend too much. What about you, Nathaniel?
Well, when I go on trips, or at least one time when I went on a trip, we kept costs down by not eating.
Yeah. Interesting. You kept costs down by not eating. Well, that's one way to keep your costs down, but your stomach hungry. Well, there are different ways to keep costs down when you travel. What is best for you? We're going to learn a lot about this today. Traveling on a shoestring. Let's get started.
Traveling on a shoestring. Tips to spend less on your trips. These days, when you go on vacation, you spend most of your money just getting to your destination. Travel is expensive, but don't stay home due to a small budget. Here are some ways you can cut costs and still enjoy a trip. Travel during off-season if possible. Flights and hotels are significantly cheaper when tourism is low. Choose a hotel that's a little further from popular attractions. If you're staying several days, check out prices on hostels or vacation homes. Both can end up being cheaper than a hotel in the long run.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Have you ever wanted to travel but felt like it was too expensive? Well, today we'll be learning about traveling on a budget. Before we dive into our article, though, let's take a look at our key words. On a shoestring. On a shoestring is an idiom. We decided to save some money and tour Europe on a shoestring. Significantly. Significantly is an adverb. The weather is significantly cooler today. Take a jacket with you. Pay for itself. Pay for itself is an idiom. This new computer will save you so much time and money that it will pay for itself in a month. Qualify. Qualify is a verb. Congratulations, you qualify for an extra 15% off your purchase. Our more information words are off-season. Off-season is a noun. Break the bank. Break the bank is an idiom. What places have you always wanted to visit? Think about it while we read our article.
We're learning some good tips about how to travel on a shoestring. Traveling on a shoestring. Well, I'm wearing shoes and they have strings. Carolyn, is that what we're talking about here when we're saying traveling on a shoestring? This is from our word bank, this phrase, on a shoestring. Carolyn, what does this mean?
Well, it doesn't mean that you are on a shoestring, Gabe. It means that you have a very small budget, maybe a thin budget, like a shoestring, and you want to keep your cost as low or as small as possible.
All right, that's a great way to explain it. Think about it like having money or a budget that is very thin, just like your shoestrings. Nathaniel, how else can you use that phrase, on a shoestring?
Well, not only can you travel on a shoestring, sometimes you might have to live on a shoestring. I have to live on a shoestring until I find a better job.
Okay, I got to live on a shoestring until I find a better job, or until I get my first paycheck. I don't have money yet. I have to live on a shoestring. There are different ways to use this phrase. Try it out today, of course, in English. Well, we see that first sentence there, tips to spend less on your trips. We're learning about these tips to help you with your trips. It's kind of fun. Those words rhyme. Nathaniel, how does this article begin?
These days, when you go on vacation, you spend most of your money just getting to your destination. That's true.
Okay, so these days, you spend most of your money just getting to your destination. What does these days mean?
Well, these days is modern times. Recently, you could say, these days the weather is quite cold. It just means around this time.
All right, around this time, these days. And of course, these days, when you go on vacation, you spend most of your money just getting to your destination. It can be quite expensive. Nathaniel, what is your destination?
Well, your destination is where you're planning to go. The last place that you will arrive, you might travel from point A to point B. Point B, the last point that you go to, is your destination.
All right, where you are ending up. Well, we continue. Travel is expensive, but don't stay home due to a small budget. It's true. Here are some ways you can cut costs and still enjoy a trip. Well, Carolyn, what is our first tip here?
Our first tip is to travel during off-season if possible. And off-season is a more information word in this article, and it just means not during the on-season, the most popular season. Maybe summer is the most popular season to go to the beach. So if you go during the off-season, you would go in the winter or the spring when there aren't as many people there. Now, Nathaniel, how does our article continue?
Flights and hotels are significantly cheaper when tourism is low. Okay, there's a great key word here, significantly. It's an adverb. How would you define significantly, Gabe?
Well, if something is significant, that means it makes a big difference. So if the price is about the same, maybe one is just a little bit cheaper, we wouldn't say it's significantly cheaper. However, if the price is very different, you would say it's significantly cheaper. If you are traveling somewhere, you want to go and stay somewhere that might be significantly cheaper. Maybe you could choose a hotel that is significantly better or significantly more comfortable than another hotel. Maybe you could say we had a meal, but that meal was significantly more expensive than we would normally eat. Carolyn, how else would you use that word?
Well, it is significantly faster to take a direct flight to your destination. So it's much faster if you don't have to change planes.
That's right. So it's significantly faster. That means it's a lot. There's a big difference there. Well, we continue. You should try to find flights and hotels that are significantly cheaper when tourism is low or during the low season. Not the peak season, but the low season. Our next tip is choose a hotel that's a little farther from popular attractions. Nathaniel, an attraction, what is that?
Well, an attraction, I guess it's just something that would attract you, but it's usually a place that you can go that you would have a lot of interest in. You could call that an attraction.
All right, and a popular attraction. Another name for that is a tourist trap. That's a place where lots of people are attracted to going. They want to go there. So if you're staying several days, check out prices on hostels or vacation homes. Wait, that word hostel, it kind of looks like the word hotel, but there's another letter added there, the letter S, hostel, H-O-S-T-E-L. And Carolyn, how is this different from a hotel?
Well, when you think of a hotel, you think of your own room, your own bathroom, you have your own bed. And in a hostel, it's much cheaper. There are many beds in one room, and you probably share a bathroom with a few other people. So the costs are much lower, but you don't have as much privacy.
Well, have either of you stayed in hostels before? I have, and I think it can save money. Have you stayed in a hostel before?
I have stayed in a hostel, and I really enjoyed it. It was a great way to save money on my trip so that I had more money to do other things.
All right. Well, you can save money if you stay in a hostel. And we find that both of these things can end up being cheaper than a hotel in the long run. We see that phrase, in the long run, here. That means that maybe if it's just for a short time, it won't make a difference. But in the long run, over a long period of time, it does make a difference. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, if you're taking a hiking vacation, you might say, well, it's a long hike, but it's worth it in the long run. There's a beautiful waterfall at the end.
I agree. A lot of times it is worth it to get to your final destination. Maybe you are a student. Actually, you probably might be a student if you're studying studio classroom. If you work hard now, it will pay off in the long run. Life will be easier in the future in the long run. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 on a shoestring 这个成语。Shoestring 是指鞋带，在这里延伸为很便宜或者是很低廉的东西。所以 on a shoestring 是指一点点钱或资金。例如 ,he started his ice cream shop on a shoestring. 他用非常微薄的资金开始他的冰淇淋店。On a shoestring 也指拮据。例如 ,the family lives on a shoestring. 这个家庭生活得非常拮据。接下来我们看的是 off season 这个名词。Off 是指离开，所以 off season 是指商业或旅游的淡季，或者是运动的停赛的季节。例如 ,I bought my air conditioner during the off season. 我这台冷气是在淡季的时候买的。如果是旺季的话，可以用 high season, H-I-G-H 这个名词。例如 ,the high season rate of a double room costs over $200 per night. 一间两张床的房间旺季的时候每晚要价要200元美金。
Hopefully you're finding these travel tips helpful. We've already discussed a couple of them. Let's review those very quickly. The first one is that if you can, you should travel during the off season when things are not as busy. Prices might be cheaper during that time. Second is to choose a hotel or stay farther away from the popular area. That might be cheaper as well. Let's see what other tips there are in the second reading.
Traveling on a shoestring. Look for deals on metro or subway passes for your destination. A day pass will pay for itself if you use mass transportation instead of taking cabs. Plan your meals and eat like a local. Don't waste money at expensive hotel restaurants or fast food chains. Depending on where you stay,It may be cheaper to buy your own groceries. Check online for special rates. If you're a student, a senior citizen, or traveling with children, you could qualify for discounts. A little research could save you a lot of money. Whether you're backpacking alone or going on a family vacation, your trip doesn't have to break the bank.The key is to plan ahead and track what you spend. Then, put the money you save toward your next trip.
Well, these all sound like wonderful tips for traveling on a shoestring. Our first one here after the break is, look for deals on metro or subway passes for your destination.Look for these kinds of things. You want to look for deals because a day pass will pay for itself if you use mass transportation instead of taking cabs. Carolyn, what is a day pass?
Well, a day pass is something that you buy to use the public transportation for one day. You don't have to charge your card or add money to it. You pay one single rate one time, and then you can use it as much as you want during that day. And I actually bought a day pass when I went to Hong Kong, and it saved me a lot of money.
So you would think it's worth it to get a day pass, especially if you go to a place like Hong Kong?
Absolutely. I think it's very worth it, especially if you want to visit a lot of different places in a short amount of time.
All right. If you know you will be traveling a lot within a city, you might want to get a day pass on that city's metro. Well, we find out it will pay for itself. That's one of our word bank phrases here, to pay for itself. That means it's really worth the cost, because if you did not do that, you would be paying a lot more. So something pays for itself. How would you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Well, I also thought about a city pass. Mm-hmm. When you go to a big city, you can buy a city pass that allows you to go to several big areas or destinations, and it covers the cost for all of those places. A good city pass will pay for itself quickly.
All right, so these things can pay for themselves when you are traveling. I also thought about maybe purchasing something expensive that will help you in the long run. Like if you are trying to get a good job, if you buy a really nice suit or a really good interview suit, then that will pay for itself. It might cost a lot at first, but people might be impressed. It will pay for itself in the long run. So if you are traveling, then maybe you want to consider getting a day pass for the city you are visiting. What is our next tip here, Carolyn?
We continue with plan your meals and eat like a local. What's a local, Nathaniel?
Well, a local here is a kind of person. It's a person that lives locally. So eat like someone that knows what they're doing would eat.
Oh, okay. Well, so you should eat like someone who is from that area. And it continues, don't waste money at expensive hotel restaurants or fast food chains. And those can be quite expensive. Gabe, how do we continue?
Well, depending on where you stay, it may be cheaper to buy your own groceries. That could possibly be cheaper. I've never really bought my own groceries when I was staying in another city. Have either of you bought your own groceries when you were staying overseas or traveling somewhere?
Well, while I was in Hong Kong and I had my day pass, I went to a fruit market because Hong Kong has a great selection of fruit, and I bought several different kinds while I was there to eat during my trip.
Well, that reminds me of another thing. If you are visiting somewhere different, try to check out the different kinds of food that is there. It might be worth your time and worth your money. Well, we continue. Check online for special rates. Okay, I want to take a look at that word rate here. This word kind of reminds me of the word price, but how are these words different, Nathaniel?
Well, they are often pretty similar, but rate is really price per unit of something. Now, the unit could be, if you're talking about a hotel, maybe a day or a week, but you might also talk about the rate of silver or the rate of corn in the stock market. How much is it costing at this moment? That would also be considered a rate.
Okay, that is the rate. Or you might also hear the phrase, the going rate. Someone might ask, what's the going rate for staying in this country at this time? As you can see, a rate might depend on the time when you go, the rate. Of course, the rate is also a kind of price, but it's used a little bit differently. Now we continue. If you're a student, a senior citizen, or traveling with children, you could qualify for discounts. I see that word qualify there. That's from our word bank. And when you qualify for something, what does that mean, Carolyn?
It means that you meet certain criteria or certain standards so that you can get a discount in this case. But there are many things that you can qualify for. Perhaps you come from a certain area or you have a certain background. You can qualify for special scholarships to go to college. What are other things you can qualify for, Nathaniel?
Well, you should be qualified for your job. You might say, I applied for this job, but I'm not really sure if I'm qualified. That means you don't know if you have the right education, the right kind of education, or knowledge for the job.
All right, there are different things you could qualify for. I think of qualifying for a race or qualifying for a speech contest. Are you good enough? Right now it's time for us to join two gentlemen who are good enough for the Information Cloud. Let's go there now.
Isn't it good to get a discount? How can you get a discount? Well, if you're a student or a senior citizen, you will likely be able to get one.
Now, Ken, I know many in our audience are students, but let's talk about seniors. And by that, I mean senior citizens.
Yes. Instead of calling people old, it's better to refer to elderly folks as senior citizens.
Yes, it's more polite. A senior citizen is anyone who is over the age of 65. Some businesses offer senior citizens a senior citizen discount.
So if you're a senior citizen, you might be able to get movie tickets or train tickets at a cheaper price.
That's right. You'll also find the term senior citizen in legal documents and in legislation.
So it's found in both common speech and in official documents. Now, earlier you used the word senior.
Right. Senior is short for senior citizen and is often used in less formal contexts.
Thanks, Steve. 今天这一课提到, 如果你是学生 或是senior citizen, 你就有资格享受一些旅游的折扣。 Senior citizen, 字面上是资深公民, 指的就是65岁以上的长者。 其实这是美国人用来称呼老年人的委婉说法, 因为old person听起来很直接, 有些老年人不喜欢听到old这个字。 而senior呢, 有着资深的或是前辈的意思。 那在美国被称作senior citizen的老人, 能够得到种种的优待, 去商店购物, 去电影院看电影, 都可以打折, 搭乘大众交通工具也可以享受半价的优惠。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. And we see a little research could save you a lot of money. Now, this sentence brings us to Liz over in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. Here is today's grammar tip sentence. A little research could save you a lot of money. Our focus is on the sentence pattern.A little something could save you a lot of something else. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to tell people they don't have to do too much of something to get a lot of something else. In today's sentence, the writer knows that most readers want to save money, so she gives this advice. Just do a little research. Doing a little research could save people a lot of money.However, notice how there is no verb. It's just the phrase, a little research. So think of something that isn't much, but having it or doing it can make a huge difference. For example, a smile could save you a lot of time and energy when you need to ask for a favor. Or a quick phone call to confirm your flight could save you a lot of headaches at the airport.And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym saying goodbye.
To finish this article, whether you're backpacking alone or going on a family vacation, your trip doesn't have to break the bank or spend up all of your money. Gabe, what's the next sentence say?
Well, we find out the key is to plan ahead and track what you spend. Make sure you're keeping track of what you spend. Write it down.And then put the money you save toward your next trip. That's a good way to think about traveling on a shoestring. Think about the fact that you will travel again in the future. You want to save for your next trip. Right now, let's continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们来看的是 pay for itself 这个成语。Pay for itself 是指回收或者是回本。例如 ,it might seem like it cost a lot when you bought the vending machine, but it will pay for itself within 1 year. 买这台贩卖机的时候你可能会觉得很贵但是它一年内就可以回本。或者是 the TV commercial sure paid for itself, sales tripled in a month. 这个电视广告真的很够本销售量在一个月内成长了三倍。继续我们来看的是 qualify 这个动词。qualify 是指使具有资格或者是使合格。例如 ,the training will qualify you to do CPR. 这个训练让你有资格可以施行心肺复苏术。 也可以用被动式，例如 only people who have a bachelor's degree are qualified for this position. 只有具有学士学位的人才有资格担任这个职位。And let's get back to our teachers.
Well, Joe has given us some great suggestions about how to save money. But how have you two saved money on trips before, Carolyn?
Well, I usually try to spend as little as possible on transportation and hotels so that I have more money to enjoy the places I visit and eat a lot of good food.
Well, I would say that I usually go through a travel agent to try to get the cheapest prices for traveling. That's how I travel on a shoestring in this case.
Okay, friends, so get out and go on a trip somewhere. We'll see you next time on Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Other witnesses appeared and were treated in the same way. At last, the defense lawyer rose.
Your Honor,
he said to the judge,
at the beginning of this trial, I said that we were going to show that the prisoner did this terrible thing, but that he did not know what he was doing.That it was the result of drink and not of evil purpose. I have changed my mind. I am not going to offer that explanation.
He turned to the court officer and said,
Call Thomas Sawyer.
Every face in the court, including Potter's, showed surprise and wonder. Tom took his place in the witness box. He looked very frightened.
Thomas Sawyer.
said the defense lawyer.
Where were you on the 17th of June, about the hour of midnight?
Tom's eyes went to Injun Joe's face, and he couldn't speak at first. But after a few moments, he was able to answer,
In the graveyard.
A little louder, please. Don't be afraid. You were...
In the graveyard. In the graveyard.